Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Our border is a disaster. Crime infests our cities. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet, and the president flounders. But decline is a choice. Success is attainable, and freedom is worth fighting for. Righting the ship requires restoring sanity to our society, normalcy to our communities, and integrity to our institutions. Truth must be our foundation, and common sense can no longer be an uncommon virtue. In Florida, we proved that it can be done. We chose facts over fear, education over indoctrination, law and order over rioting and disorder. We held the line when freedom hung in the balance. We showed that we can and must revitalize America. We need the courage to lead and the strength to win. I'm Ron DeSantis, and I'm running for president to lead our great American comeback.
And then he went on to Twitter and it crapped the bed. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. Man, the people who are all obsessed with that, he did this Twitter thing with Elon Musk, and technically it didn't work for the first, was it 20 minutes or something like that? Couldn't hear anything. People were dropping off. By the end, it did work. There was a serious conversation, a tremendous amount of policy, and they had like 700,000 to a million people on there. Everyone's going to talk about the fact, oh, what a disaster. No one's going to remember the disaster. And the people talking about the disaster, I must admit, are amongst the most ridiculous. But what if I'm wrong? What if I'm wrong and the people talking about the disaster are totally right? Does it matter? That's the question. 317-239-9393. Did you take part? Full disclosure, I didn't take part. I had things I had to do. I wasn't about to take part. Was it a disaster? Does it matter? Is any of it a big deal? Oh, you're rolling out your presidential campaign and it flounders. Well, that's just bad news. Does it matter to you? Do you care? Or do you care about what's going to happen if this candidate wins or that candidate wins? Do you care about policy? Or do you just care about the look? I'll give you a story about the look. You watch the video that I just shared with you, the audio I just shared with you. DeSantis is not a natural cat. DeSantis does not have natural swagger. DeSantis does not have a natural demeanor. It happens to be very, very true. Do you care? Do you care if the dude is awkward? Or do you care that he can get the job done? Which one moves you more? Which one moves America more? And if you tell me swagger matters, I'm going to show you pictures and video of Joe Biden being directed by a guy in a bunny rabbit costume to get back to where he needs to be. I'm going to show you Joe Biden in that halting gait of a man unsure of his own feet because of his age and frailty. And then I'm going to show you a very lumbering Donald Trump. But you'll tell me about swagger. Okay. If it matters to you, it matters to you. I concede without any bit of hesitation. DeSantis ain't got no swagger, baby. He ain't got none of it. He looks awkward. Is that what we care about? Is that going to be the thing? Did this launch, which didn't work great on Twitter, matter? He, by the way, then spent time on Fox. Was he with Levin or he was with Trey Gowdy for a while? He did all the launch things. Do we consider it a failure? Do we consider it risky?